Today on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, we continue in a series called You Make Me Crazy. These teachings take a biblical look at topics like peace in our relationships, finding true love, breaking free from abuse, resolving conflict, ending the cycle of people-pleasing, and dealing with the crazy makers in our lives. The circumstances of last year have left many people searching for the peace and assurance you and I know can only be found in God's Word. That's why I'm excited to share that we have a $50,000 matching grant, which will double any gift you give today. This is a great opportunity to reach twice as many people with the certain hope of Jesus. Together, we can take the Word of God to people in need around the world through daily hope. Just go to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. Or you can text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 to find out more. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Breaking Free from Abuse.
Galatians 6:2. Carry each other's burdens, and there's no greater burden than abuse. And in this way, you will fulfill the law of Christ. Now, as I said earlier, abuse can happen anywhere. It doesn't just happen in the home. It happens at work. It happens in offices all the time. It can happen in the office. It can happen at school. It can happen in the neighborhood. So you know what? As Christians, we ought to be ready to stand up to defend and protect the abused and the victims wherever they are. If anybody ought to be on the right side of love and on the right side of the law, it ought to be Christians on this issue. Not, it's none of my business. It is your business. It is your business. If you care, if you love, if you call yourself a Christian, it is your business. You see anybody abused anywhere, believe me, as a pastor, if I hear about anything abuse happening in my church, I take action on it. I'm not covering it up. I'm not going to smooth it off. We're going to deal with it. We're going to deal with it right there because I've seen what God can do in people's lives when you can confront it. Why do people abuse anyway? How many times have you heard me say this? Hurt people hurt people. Typically, abused people, abusers, have been abused themselves. And hurtful people have been hurt themselves. And ungracious people have never been graced themselves. And those, you learned that somewhere. And you know what? We're all broken. Everybody is broken. Everybody is broken. So nobody's more holier than now than anybody else. But you got to deal with it. And you can't shine it on. You can't pretend like it's not happening. You got to deal with it. And Christians need to stand up and be ready to protect the defenseless and the offended and the victims wherever they are. Number five, very important step that the Bible teaches. Don't confront an abuser by yourself. Don't walk out of here and go, okay, now I'm going to go home and we're going to go confront this issue by yourself. That's neither wise nor safe. And you got somebody who's abusing everybody in the office, and you go to that person on yourself, on your own, by yourself, you're asking for trouble. Solomon talks about, who was the wisest man in the world, by the way, talks about the wisdom of doing the difficult things together, not doing them on your own. So you don't confront an abuser by yourself. It's better to go as a team, better to go as a group. Ecclesiastes 4:12, he says, by yourself, you're unprotected. With a friend, you can face the worst. Can you get a third person? A three-stranded rope isn't easily snapped. In other words, sometimes you need a group intervention. And what do you do in a group intervention? You go in a spirit of love. It's not a spirit of condemnation. It's a spirit of love, restoration. Let's get this thing fixed. Something's broken here, and let's get it fixed. And the Bible says, let him who stands take heed lest he fall. And it says, when you go, you restore a person gently. You don't go in as a big judge. You go in and you deal with it in a humane and a loving manner, but you deal with it in the truth. And what do? You turn the light on. You turn on the light of truth in that area of darkness where all the secrets have been. Because when you turn the light on, all of a sudden healing starts taking place. It's not going to happen when it's hidden in the dark. But healing takes place in the light. The Bible says it like this. Ephesians 5:11. Take no part in the worthless deeds of evil and darkness. Instead, rebuke and expose them. In other words, turn on the light. It's a shameful thing to talk about the things that ungodly people do in secret, but when the light shines on them, it becomes clear how evil these things are. And when your light shines, it will expose their evil deeds. So you shine the light, but you don't do it by yourself. Number six, the sixth step in recovery from abuse, begin the healing process. Begin the healing process. Now, this could actually have 12 subpoints under it because it's called recovery. It's called the Beatitudes. The eight Beatitudes are the 12 steps of recovery just summarized by Jesus. Job had some advice given to him by one of his friends about 5,000 years ago, and it still makes sense today if you're struggling with the pain of abuse. Here's what he says. Job was in a lot of pain from the abuse he'd been through. He said, Job, put your heart right. Reach out to God. Put away any evil and wrong from your home. Then face the world again, firm and courageous. Then, now notice what happens. All your troubles will fade from your memory, like floods that are past and remembered no more. And your life will be brighter than the sunshine at noon, and life's darkest hours will shine like the dawn. As your pastor, I want that to be true in your life. I want all your troubles to fade from your memory, all that memory of abuse to fade from your memory. I like floods that are past, remember no more. I want your life to be brighter than sunshine at noon. I want life's darkest hours to shine like the dawn. How do you do that? Well, look at what he says. He says first, put your heart right. What does that mean? It means you make the courageous decision to do what's right. It takes courage to stop keeping a secret.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
The circumstances of the last year have left many people searching for the peace and assurance you and I know only can be found in God's Word. This means the need for the hope of Christ is greater than ever. That's why I'm excited to share that we have a $50,000 matching grant, which will double any gift you give today. This is a great opportunity to reach twice as many people with the certain hope of Jesus. Together, we can take the Word of God to people in need around the world through Daily Hope. Today, when you give, we'll say thanks for your support by sending you a copy of Pastor Rick's study kit called You Make Me Crazy. This six-session video study will help you bring sanity to your relationships so you can do more than just coexist and survive. You can thrive. Call 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com today to have your financial gift matched up to $50,000. This opportunity is only available till the end of this month, so please contact us right away. That's 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com.
Once again, here's Pastor Rick.
Job had some advice given to him by one of his friends about 5,000 years ago, and it still makes sense today if you're struggling with the pain of abuse. Here's what he says. Job was in a lot of pain from the abuse he'd been through. He said, Job, put your heart right. Reach out to God. Put away any evil and wrong from your home. Then face the world again, firm and courageous. Then, now notice what happens. All your troubles will fade from your memory, like floods that are past and remembered no more. And your life will be brighter than the sunshine at noon, and life's darkest hours will shine like the dawn. As your pastor, I want that to be true in your life. I want all your troubles to fade from your memory, all that memory of abuse to fade from your memory. I like floods that are past, remember no more. I want your life to be brighter than sunshine at noon. I want life's darkest hours to shine like the dawn. How do you do that? Well, look at what he says. He says first, put your heart right. What does that mean? It means you make the courageous decision to do what's right. It takes courage to stop keeping a secret. It takes courage to speak up. And I've been praying for you to have that courage. Make the courageous decision to do what's right. Then he says, reach out to God. You need to turn to Jesus. Jesus is your Savior. They don't call him Savior for nothing. He came to save you from your abuse. He came to save you from your sins, not just the sins against you, but from your sins too. He came to save you in every area of your life. And then he says, put away any evil and wrong from your home. Get away from evil. Get it out of your house. Get it out of your life. In other words, what, clean house if you have to. You may have to clean house relationally. You may have to clean house emotionally, whatever. He's saying, at this point, you got to get away from the abuse at this point. And then you get help and you have hope. And the hope is that the troubles will fade from your memory like floods that are passed and remembered no more. Finally, number seven, there's one other thing you have to do to get healed. And it is this. Number seven, let God settle the score. Don't you get even. Don't you retaliate. Don't try to hurt them back. Don't get resentful and try to, you know, tit for tat. You know, they hurt me, now I'm going to hurt them. That isn't going to work. Let God settle the score. You see, when you have a relationship with somebody, you got three potential positions. You can be beneath them morally, you can be on the same plane as them morally, or you could take the moral high ground and actually be better than them. I want you to be better than them. Now, if I go out and I come out and I hurt you, and you've done nothing to me, but I just hurt you, that makes me worse than you. I'm worse than you. Okay. If you hurt me and I hurt you back, I get even. I'm just even. Whenever you get even, you're no better than the perpetrator. When you get even, you're no better than the abuser. You're just even. You get even. You're at the same level. You're no better than they are. But when you forgive them, you're better than they are. You're better than them. You're on the higher plane. You are morally better because you're forgiving. Jesus said, forgive. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall have mercy. Now, here's what the Bible says in 1 Peter. Never repay one wrong with another or one abusive word with another. In other words, you cuss at me, I don't cuss back at you. You yell at me, I don't yell back at you. Never repay one wrong with another, one abusive word with another. You hurt me, I hurt you. Never, instead, repay with a blessing. This is what you are called to do so that you inherit a blessing. If you want God's blessing, you got to be different. You can't do what they did. You got to do it different. Now, let me explain this. If you have been abused physically or sexually or verbally, and maybe you're in a situation right now, there's one person in the entire universe who understands you completely. He understands abuse more than anybody else. His name is Jesus Christ. The Bible says this here on the screen, Isaiah 53. He was wounded and crushed. That's abuse for our sins. He was beaten and bruised so that we could have peace. That's called abuse. He was mocked and whipped so we could be healed. If you've never met Jesus, your healing starts here. May I introduce you to your healer? His name is Jesus Christ. Nobody has been abused more than Jesus. Nobody has been abused more than Jesus. He knows the pain because he took the sin of the entire world, including the guilt for the abuse that was done to you. That guilt he took on himself and died for. He took every abuse ever done and took it on himself. And he died for that so that I could be forgiven, so that you could be forgiven, so that we could have peace, so that we could be healed. You've got to meet the healer to be emotionally healed. You're not going to get healed on your own. I can give you 1,000,000,000 examples of that one, of people who carried the abuse their entire life. But I can also give you the examples of thousands and thousands of people who let Jesus Christ heal them of that verbal, physical, emotional, spiritual, sexual abuse. He understands. He knows. He feels the pain. In fact, the Bible says this here on the screen, Psalm 34. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and he saves those who've been crushed, those whose spirits have been crushed. Nothing crushes your spirit more than abuse. To feel demeaned, degraded, devalued, unimportant, to feel put down, to feel abused, misused, mistreated, Jesus knows that. And he knows it, and he says, I will care for you. So the starting point in your healing is you need to get to know your healer. You need to say, Jesus Christ, I don't even know how you did this, but you took the guilt for every sin in the world, the ones done to me and the ones done by me. And you took it on yourself, and you took that abuse, and you took that beating, and you took that bruising, and you took all of the mean, evil things that were said throughout history, and you took them all on you on the cross. I want to learn to love you. And I want to ask you to come in and heal my heart and heal my mind and heal my body. And he will. He will. Now, did Jesus, when he was abused, retaliate? Absolutely not. Look at what the Bible says. Last verse. Christ never verbally abused those who verbally abused him. This is why I refuse to retaliate to critics who say all kinds of mean things about me. All things that are inaccurate and mean and evil. And I could, some people, they're just not that smart. And you know you could blow them away, but it's like a water spider on the pond of life. But that's not the Christ-like thing to do. Christ never verbally abused those who verbally abused him. When he suffered, he didn't make any threats, but he left everything to the one who judges fairly. One day, God is going to balance the books. One day, God is going to settle the score. One day, God is going to right all the wrongs. You think Hitler's going to get away with it? You think all of the evil that's happened in the world's going to just get away with it? All the rapes and molestations and abuse? You think people are going to get away? The murders that people got away with? No. One day, God is going to settle the score. Now, God is a truly just God, and he can do a whole lot better job of settling the score than I can, so I am to leave it into his hands because he's God and I'm not. Now, let me close with this. I know this has been a tough message because it brings up a lot of emotions. But one of the problems and why we have to deal with abuse is because of this. It is contagious. It gets passed on from generation to generation. And if you saw abuse growing up or experienced in your family, you learned some patterns. And it's more likely to be passed on. This year, about 10 million kids in America will watch their parents in a domestic violence situation. Study after study after study has shown that those kids are twice as likely to abuse their own families once they're married. Somebody's got to break the chain. It's going to be you. You. Starting today. Starting now. Starting with the power of the Holy Spirit. Let's bow our heads. I know this has been a painful message for many of you. I want you to know that no matter what you have gone through, whether you have been abused or the abuser, whether you have been the victim or the victimizer, that there is a way out. And I want you to know that God cares about you and that I care about you. And you don't have to stay in the pain on either side any longer. There is healing available for both victims and abusers. And it starts by accepting his salvation right now. I'm going to pray a prayer, and I invite you to pray this in your heart. Dear Jesus Christ, I need salvation in so many ways. I am a sinner, and I need to be saved. I need your help. I need to be healed from my hurts. I need to be freed from my past. I need to have the power to develop new patterns. I need a new mind, a new heart, a new outlook. I need a new me. So Jesus Christ, today I ask you to come into my heart in every area of my life, even the secret places, and start doing your work. Shine the light. I want the truth to set me free. And I want to trust you. Thank you for dying on the cross for me. If you just prayed that prayer, I believe God heard you. And with our heads still bowed, why don't you thank God for hearing you? Say, Jesus Christ, thank you for hearing my prayer. Thank you for saving me. Now help me to take the tough steps to grow in love and to become the man or the woman you want me to be. I want the pain of the past to flood away, and I want the light to be noonday. Let the healing process begin. And God, I'm going to let you settle the score. In your name I pray. Amen. Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, rick@pastorrick.com, and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus, and I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in a moment to close out our time together. If you missed any part of today's message, just go to PastorRick.com to listen again. And be sure to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional while you're there. The circumstances of last year have left many people searching for the peace and assurance you and I know can only be found in God's Word. This means the need for the hope of Christ is greater than ever. That's why I'm excited to share that we have a $50,000 matching grant, which will double any gift you give today. Right now, here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
You know, I just want to take a quick second to say thank you, everybody. Because of your generosity, we're able to take the hope of Jesus Christ into places where there are no Bibles, no believers, and no body of Christ, no churches at all. Now, as you pray about giving, I want to ask you to ask God about sending a gift that's the largest you're able to give, because at this point of the year, we have a donor who has offered to match your gift. That means what you give will be doubled. We get twice the bang for the buck, in other words. So please respond quickly and give in such a way that we can maximize it through this matching gift. And I want to ask you this. Would you pray for us at Daily Hope? Pray as we reach out to people around the globe with hope that people will find Christ by the thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands. So thank you for being a partner with me to getting the message out.
Today, when you give, we'll say thanks for your support by sending you a copy of Pastor Rick's study kit called You Make Me Crazy. This 6-session video study will help you bring sanity to your relationships so you can do more than just coexist and survive. You can thrive. There are only 3 days left to get this powerful resource, so don't wait. Call 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com today to have your financial gift matched up to $50,000. This opportunity is only available to the end of this month, so please contact us right away. That's 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.